From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Cyber attacks will cost American businesses anywhere between $1 and $6 billion over the next year. And experts say there aren't enough trained professionals to protect computer networks. Students in Delaware recently spent a week learning how to stop these kinds of attacks. As NPR's Carolyn Beeler reports, the cybersecurity boot camp was meant to fill what experts consider a huge and dangerous talent gap.
In a classroom in Dover, Delaware, 20 university students, all men, are intently typing at long conference tables. But unlike in a normal classroom, the screens of these computers are below the table, under dark glass, so no one can see what they're doing. Makeshift cardboard barriers separate five different teams. It's capture the flag, 21st century style.
Well, now that we get to the admin console, let me see if there's a default.
Mike Ridenour and his team are hacking their way into a computer network to find so-called flags, or hidden pieces of data. Ridenour is using information he found on a social networking site to try to hijack the account of an IT administrator.
We kind of got some information from the profile pages, so we're trying the admin account, and he's a fan of Chuck Norris, so I'm trying Chuck Norris as a password.
His teammate Aaron Hampton puts it a little more simply.
We are looking for ways to break computers to find information we're not supposed to find.
This is the kind of thing you could get into serious trouble for if you did it alone in your basement. But training people to do it is the entire point of this camp. The network they're hacking into is fake, an elaborate setup created specifically for this exercise. Cyber attacks on government agencies jumped more than 400% from 2006 to 2009. And U.S. security officials say the country's defenses are lacking. By one estimate, the United States needs up to 30,000 cybersecurity specialists to protect the government and large corporations. Now, there are only about 1,000. Alan Poller is the research director at the SANS Institute. It's an organization that specializes in computer security training, and it's one of the sponsors of the camp.
People used to think that it was all technology. If you could buy some tools, you could have great cybersecurity. But the attacks have changed so fast that the tools can't keep up. So it's the people skills that allow one nation to be able to protect its computers versus another nation.
Poller says the U.S. is way behind in finding and training talent, and that leaves the country's power grid, defense industry, and banks vulnerable.
What the cyber challenge is meant to be is an enabler for those people with talent to experiment and try things in a safe environment so that they don't have to go out and explore machines that don't belong to them.
Up until recently, there wasn't much training offered in cybersecurity. So many of the people who know a lot about it learned on their own, often in ways that weren't within the rules. Aaron Hampton says he's glad there are finally more formal ways for people to learn cyber skills.
If I had any kind of computer courses 10, 15, 20 years ago, I definitely would have spent less time trying to get into trouble when I first had AOL and my parents didn't want me to get to certain things and I had to change their password.
This camp lets him do what he loves without breaking the rules.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, especially since it's legal. Can't get in trouble for it, so that helps.
Security officers and government officials are keeping a close eye on these students and others like them who went to similar camps in New York and California. They're all hoping the people tapping away at their computers among crumpled chip bags and empty water bottles are the next generation of what they're calling cyber warriors. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News.